This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops and Kurdish paramilitary forces have seized the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The Iraqi government troops surrendered, and Mosul fell without a fight. But the city is in a state of anarchy, and there is heavy looting. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Mosul. What's the scene there?
The scene is one of anarchy, of an orgy of looting and vandalism. A complete collapse of law and order, basically. Locals say that the Iraqi army basically disappeared, dissolved somewhere in the afternoon yesterday. People taking off their uniforms, commanders leaving town, going to their homes. Rumors that some fled to Syria, which cannot be confirmed at this time. And in the aftermath, the residents took to the streets, destroying nearly everything in sight. Hospitals, the Central Bank of Iraq, people cracking open the vaults and carrying out bags of money. And there was no security force there to set up any system of order, basically. There was shooting going on, and some residents were coming up to me and saying, what kind of liberation is this? There is no law, no order here. This is worse than we were under Saddam Hussein.
Was it the same yesterday when the Kurdish forces took Kirkuk?
It was completely different from the scene in Kirkuk. Kirkuk is populated largely by Kurds, ethnic Turkmens, and in contrast, Mosul, of the majority of the population, is Sunni Arab, and a large part of the officers' corps from the Iraqi army comes traditionally from Mosul. So there were a lot of Saddam Hussein loyalists in this town, and unlike Kirkuk, where people were singing and dancing in the streets, and it was a big party with some looting on the side, this was predominantly looting, and I saw no happy faces throughout the day. There was a lot of anger, people hurling abuse at America, and this was not a victory by any means, and the only people that seemed to be ruling the city and during my time there was the mob.
So who's in charge in Mosul? Is it the Kurds, the Americans, or nobody?
Well, the Kurds tried to establish some kind of checkpoints on the perimeter of the city to keep their own Kurdish looters from pouring into the city and taking everything away that wasn't nailed down, as is what happened, has taken place to some extent in Kirkuk. I did not see any Kurdish fighters or American soldiers in the city during the first half of the day, but this afternoon I stumbled across, some 20 miles from town, a column of vehicles from the 173rd American Airborne, U.S. soldiers, perhaps 100 of them, accompanied by trained Kurdish soldiers, not guerrilla fighters. They made a show of force driving through town with perhaps 40 vehicles. Now, they were met with some applause and some smiles and waves, some people relieved to see something that looked like a police force driving through. However, when they tried to establish a kind of zone of stability in the center of the town by putting out guards and clearing away some of the looters, they had to leave about 15 minutes later because, as one soldier said, they were receiving fire from five different directions. So after just 10 minutes of a show of force, the Americans appeared to have left the town, not knowing what to do about the incoming machine gun fire.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Mosul in northern Iraq.